Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older. Hello, everybody, and welcome on into this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. We got a lot to talk about because we're in the midst of the NBA playoffs. Hockey's still going on, too. You know, we don't really touch on that much, but we'll give you quick updates. We'll talk Kentucky Derby and a little bit of football sprinkled in there. But before we start, we shall welcome in my beautiful and talented co-host who is currently dealing with the daycare sickness in her home, Megan Gailey. How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling beautiful, so that's very kind of you. Conrad went back for his second week of daycare today, and we were like, do we just send him with a cold? And it was like, we do, because someone was there with a cold, and I know who it was. There's this cutie little boy who can't walk. CJ and I keep calling him a slug. And he just constant snot on his face. So I'm like, Conrad, stay away from him. But, everyone keeps being like, your immune system is getting stronger. And it's like, great. Just what I've wished for at the start of the apocalypse.
Well, shall we kick things off with our morons and our mensches of the week? I think we should.
Yes.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'm gonna do moron first. So my moron is the Kentucky Derby, and I've never been. I'm obviously from a racing town, but I'm
surprised you've never been because Louisville is not far from Indy.
Not far at all. I've been to Louisville. I've had mint juleps. My parents have been. They were in a box next to the winners once.
Oh, wow.
My brother loves going. Now, here's the thing. The Indianapolis 500 is people racing in cars, yep, which is sort of kind of normal. Now, it's very dangerous and people do sometimes die. This year, the Kentucky Derby, the weekend itself, resulted in the death of 7 horses.
Aww.
Which is a lot. Like, I do think at some point you got to look at horse racing and go, well, this is kind of just for our benefit. The horses are not asking to do this. They are bred for this, obviously. 7 horses, they have to be euthanized a lot of times on the track. Mm. It feels like a giant sacrifice for truly 90 seconds of gambling fun.
And the hats the whole fanfare.
And the dresses. I'm just wondering, I know there was a report that came out, I believe it was over 10 years ago now, that talked about the bad conditions that these horses had to endure, doping. So they're being pumped with steroids and foreign substances, obviously against their will because they're horses. And I'm not saying we need to get rid of horse racing, but is there a way that we can clean it up so we're not having so much absolute carnage of sweet, innocent animals? Do I sound like a PETA freak?
A tiny bit, which is, yeah. I actually, I saw 2 things that made me think of you in Puerto Rico. Well, one, I saw a guy walking around in Puerto Rico with a possum backpack. And as soon as I saw it, I said, as soon as I get home, I am ordering that backpack for Megan Gailey. So your son may now be going to daycare with a possum backpack. But then I also saw, you just made me think of it right now, I saw a horse like chained up as if it was a bike, like on the normal pedestrian street, just in Puerto Rico. So a lot going on with horses.
Now, when you say a possum backpack, this possum, it wasn't like it had been a possum and then it died.
No, it was like a little plush
okay.
Possum. Yeah.
Okay, great. Because I do not want some Beverly Hillbillies backpack being sent to daycare. That's my moron. Some of you guys are going to say I'm a hater, but I don't know. Horses are just so pretty. I don't want them to die. Megan, give us your moron.
My moron of the week, there was a lot of misspeaking situations that were going on this past week. We saw, obviously, this wasn't surprising to me, but Bob Huggins used the homophobic F word, which I think he probably learned yesterday that you can't say that word anymore. He said it live on a radio interview.
You definitely can't. Bob. You definitely can't. You
can't. But I'm glad he knows now. So that's good. I'm glad that it's finally made its way to West Virginia, the news that you can't say that word anymore. And then also during the Oakland Athletics broadcast, their play-by-play announcer dropped an N-bomb live on TV. So those are my two morons of the week. Just gonna just give it to the two of them.
So the Oakland A's have been morons already. Yeah, so they are, them and Dylan Brooks are in the running for Megan Fun of Sports 2023 Morons of the Year.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll go the bad F word and people go, and I go, no, not that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eddie, you're going to have to bleep
it. It really was not surprising to me at all. I'm not saying, like, I think Bob Huggins learned yesterday that.
Also, your last name's Huggins. Why don't you just call people who seem to like the same sex Huggins?
He also did make fun of the Catholic Church in the same breath.
Okay.
As he said.
We're getting some good, we're getting some bad. I think, you know, as a consensus, let's also throw in the coronation as some moronic behavior too. Eddie, give us your moron.
Sure.
First of all, Eddie, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I feel like such an idiot. I knew.
He struggled turning 30. 31, it seems like
you're home
in a better place.
Yeah, well, I told Sal that I've had the whole year to process how every birthday going past 30 is just even more depressing. So, but my morn, I'll inject some hockey into this with my morn and my mensch. I'll start my morn's a two-parter. My Rangers fired their head coach, Gerard Gallant. I think he mainly got the axe because he fought with their GM, Chris Drury, who did a great job building this team. And he said that he thought they had a good week when they lost games 3, 4, 5, and 7 in miserable fashion. So that's kind of what's going to get you fired as a head coach. And this is par for the course for him. He's been fired after 2 year stints in Vegas, also Florida. The other half of it, and I love a good sports conspiracy theory, you know, the freezing the envelope and draft lotteries, all that kind of stuff, you know, with referees getting in on some action with betting. I love it. But this one with the ping pong balls in the NHL with the number one overall pick, the Chicago Blackhawks won it. And some people were commenting that Kevin Weeks going to break said that he mentioned knowing the Columbus Blue Jackets wouldn't get the first overall pick. But people are forgetting that the ping pong ball ceremony or whatever that Gary Bettman does, the commissioner, was in a different place. So obviously he had to be fed the information. It wasn't that like Kevin Weeks knew ahead of time because the ping pong balls are the ones that actually gave the answer. So people forgot that. So it looks like Connor Bedard is going to Chicago, and I get people are upset with it, but not a conspiracy there, just the way the ping pong balls bounce. And to give my mensch of the week really quickly, Gabriel Landeskog, the captain of last year's defending cup champion Colorado Avalanche, he's having cartilage replacement surgery in his knee, which I have never heard of. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of that either.
I don't think it's good. I think it means the bone is on the bone.
It sounds as gross as could be. He missed all of this past season with a knee injury. Now has to miss all of next season because he's having the surgery soon. He posted something, and he's a guy that, I mean, still had a great career, but been banged up. And just my best wishes to a guy who I don't even root for, but I just want to see stars back in the game healthy. And just reading that and listening to that, the sound of that surgery to me is so excruciating. And obviously to miss two full seasons in the prime of your career, you just hate seeing that with athletes. So I'm tipping my cap to him.
All right, ugh. Eddie.
America can relate to knee issues because that's the number one thing I think that people kind of just really turn their nose up to.
And what I'm saying is these horses, they'll have a knee issue and they don't miss two seasons. They kill them.
My dad did used to tell me when I was, I had like a couple slump seasons in track, and he'd be like, well, if you were a horse, they would just kill you. My father used to say that.
Every anecdote about your parents.
I had a bad race, I'd be like, well, okay, there we go.
You know what? When my dad first took me golfing so I could try and be on the girls' high school golf team, which there were no tryouts. You just got to be on it because that's how few people wanted to be on it. Afterwards, I said, Dad, am I bad? He said, you're not even good enough to be bad. So these are the supportive fathers of Megan Fun of Sports. Okay, Megan, my mensch this week is myself. On our text thread, I let you guys know that I bought my husband Game 4 Lakers tickets. Now,
which is the hottest ticket in the NBA.
Yes. So expensive. I was like, you know what? we'll just say Father's Day is now. It's not even Mother's Day. Mentions to the mothers too. And then when yesterday came around, Conrad was feeling not good. And so we had a babysitter lined up. Our nanny is booked back-to-back projects. So she was not available. So we were going with like a backup nanny. And I was like, I don't think we should leave Conrad with someone who's not used to him. And so I bowed out of going to the game to stay home with Conrad, and CJ got to take a friend. Now, the game ended up being what some people are describing as an all-timer. Like, mm-hmm. It was like, when I said I wasn't going to go, I go, maybe it'll be a blowout and I'll be like, not
Steph sad at had all. A triple-double. Then yeah. then the
Lonnie Walker scored winning. 15 in the fourth, I believe, either 14 or 15. Yes, CJ was on cloud nine, and I did not go to the game, so I could take care of our child, but I did pay for it. So mensch to me and all the moms out there.
Wow, shout out to you. I really should have given my moron to myself, because in Puerto Rico, where I was this past week, they have all these signs on the beach that say, be careful of no-see-ums, which are apparently these bugs that you can't see. And I go to work and everyone is saying, did you get attacked at the beach? I'm like, no, I'm great. I didn't get attacked. I am covered in these bug bites and I cannot stop itching. They're all over my arms. They're on my neck. They're on my legs. They are everywhere. So the moron really should have been me. But my mensch of the week is baseball related. And I would just like to show you this video that I found on the internet of this man at the Angels game eating cotton candy. Eddie, please play us this video.
Tongue, you got to take it like this. And you have to shove it all in. That's how you get the blue tongue. I like the spinning, twisting.
Wow.
That is cotton candy form, the likes of which I've never seen.
Wow.
So this man is sitting at an Angels game next to his wife, and he is shoving cotton candy down his throat. And he gets my mensch of the week, because you can tell he's trying to explain to his wife, his partner, whoever he is with at this game. Maybe he's on a date at the game. He's trying to explain to this woman how you properly eat cotton candy. She is not paying attention whatsoever. And I think when you go to a baseball game, and especially when we get older, like Eddie's 31 now, you forget how to properly eat cotton candy. And I'm really glad that this man has not forgotten and that he is still embracing a tradition as old as time, being a kid and eating cotton candy at the baseball game. So he gets my mensch.
In a Guy Fieri-esque blue shirt, you know, that is then going to match his tongue. So I think he went an extra mile to go, I want my tongue to match my shirt. Are they Angels colors? No. So maybe next time. All right, Megan. Before we get into the playoffs, it is worth noting that Bronny James, it was announced, I believe, Saturday. Yep. And I'm like, it's May now. I was waiting for this decision. Mm-hmm. Is going to be staying in Los Angeles to go to USC.
Bite on Bronny James.
Yeah, I honestly thought there was maybe an outside chance he would go to Ohio State, just because mm-hmm. LeBron loves Ohio State so much. I think it would be difficult to take a kid out of Los Angeles and say you're moving to Columbus, not even culture shock, but weather wise, like that's a big change. I saw someone tweet like, yeah, he lives in a mansion here, so he's not going to leave his mansion.
Yeah, I will say Columbus is an underrated town. I'm a big fan of Columbus, Ohio. The weather is tricky. USC makes sense. Eddie thought maybe UCLA would be one, but he did have to go to a Nike school, and UCLA is Jordan brand, which they are under the same umbrella, but they are different. And USC just landed the top recruit of that class. So this team is going to be absolutely stacked. And for us Big Ten gals, USC is now part of the Big Ten. So this is great for Big Ten basketball.
That's what I was like, oh my God, we're going to get to watch Bronny and Purdue play. And CJ was like, well, I'm going to see Bronny play all the time. We live very close to USC. The Chipotle we order from is on Trojan Way.
Look at that. Okay. Oh,
very close to the USC medical campus. Okay, with that, let's take a quick break, and then we will be back with all things NBA playoffs.
Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and so much more. It's not just an app.
It's an empire. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? In Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Colorado, Washington, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. In Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Okay, we are back. Before we dive into NBA playoffs, it is worth, I think I said this about Bronny too, Mike Budenholzer has been fired by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Which, the way the Bucks lost that game and the way the Bucks season ended, I think that's the move that you have to make. And I think that was a question we were all asking is, you know, does this guy get fired? And I know we heard Giannis's press conference where he said, this season is not a failure, but it is a failure. Especially not calling the timeouts when the timeouts are needed to be used. I have an issue with the Celtics head coach who does this all the time. I think that's an inexcusable series loss of round one exit for the Bucks that should absolutely not have happened. Someone has to fall on the sword and it had to be Budenholzer.
Yeah, and I don't think he
gets... You feel bad for him, right?
Well, didn't you hear that his like brother passed away in the midst of this series?
I didn't hear that, but I knew you were going to feel bad for him and I knew you were going to have a reason why.
Well, yes. So his brother was in a car accident. He died during the team's first round playoff series, which I think is so truly devastating. Yeah. I think that I don't even know. There's a world where he goes, I can't be with the team. But then I think in sports, you go, you got to do it. You got to play through. There's so much pressure to do that. I can't imagine that all of his self was able to be emotionally and mentally with the team.
Sure.
A car accident is also like so tragic and so sudden. I think to fire someone after that is almost inhumane.
I think, though, as the head coach, you need to take responsibility here. And when you're not in the mental headspace to coach for whatever reason it may be, you have to leave it to your assistants. He was obviously dealing with some health issues, but we saw sort of a similar situation with Bill Self, who couldn't be there for much of the NCAA tournament, couldn't be there for the Big 12 tournament. But he, you know, I'm sure he had that same pressure. You got to push through. But he knew what was best for the team and for his health is not pushing through. I think perhaps a lesson could have been learned there as well.
I'm not going to co-sign that, but I will say, okay, can you go, we're going to give you a pass on this one. Like that just seems crazy to who even I hope they had to draw straws to even tell him, because it's like I go, no, I'm not doing that. I'm out. Like, did the owner call him? Did the GM? I don't think he gets fired unless Giannis agrees with it, just because of the caliber that he is. Yeah, and everyone's going to say it's a business. I don't know. You have a family member die before game four and you guys won a championship together. I think that deserves another year.
It is a business, but he also in this business will get another job probably within the next few months, right?
But it makes me dislike the Bucks organization, or it makes me go, oh, I think of a small market team as a family business in the way that I don't think of Jerry Jones as running a family business. And maybe that's my own naivety.
Yeah, I like it. Naivety. Okay.
It's just great. I would write a tell all. Like, I would go scorched earth. I would f up the Bucks. I would f the Bucks. That's what I would do. Okay. Moving on. Nikola Jokic. And Megan, how do we even set this up? A ball went out of bounds and he went to get it. Mm-hmm. And a fan was holding it, and he basically snatched it away from the fan, and in the process also shoved the fan, and the fan turned out to be the owner of the Suns. Yes. Now, he was given a technical for this. I don't think he should have been given a technical, and then he was fined. I don't think he should have been fined. I don't think he should
have gotten anything. And then Mike Malone, the head coach of Denver, was asked about what happened in the press conference and said he thinks it's absolutely ridiculous that he was given a technical for this. And then the reporter informed the coach that it wasn't just any fan, it was actually the owner of the Sun, to which Mike Malone said, I don't give a sorry, you're going to have to bleep out a lot of the things here. I told this to Andrew yesterday. Jeannie Buss was sitting courtside. She looked beautiful. She's sitting next to the little Asian woman who is always at the games. I just think that owners should be in the box, right? Like, these are the boss of the boss of the boss. They run the show. Wherever you work, there's usually one or two people who can fire you on the spot. And I usually try to avoid those people because there's really no need for the small talk. There's really no need for the interaction. But when they're sitting courtside, that's almost unfair. This is everybody who works in that building, that is their boss. And they're sitting right there overseeing everything. Now, I know they're going to be watching like with a close eye, especially at the playoffs, but can they do it from the comfort of their box? And that the way they can entertain their people, they can talk to their clients when they're sitting courtside. Too much for me. Too much.
And I fully understand them wanting to sit courtside. That's the best seat in the house. But the reason Jokic was trying to get the ball back was because he thought maybe they could have a competitive advantage, get it quicker, and then it's 5-on-4. So if you have the owner there holding it, well, that's a whole different level of, oh, I want to not give it to them, than just a regular fan who's spending $20,000 to sit courtside. Like, it's like this man's business is on the line too. So I agree with you.
It's also not like Nikola Jokic is supposed to know who this guy is in the heat of the moment during the game. And all I have to say to the Suns owner is, you got to be careful, because have you seen the Jokic brothers, their joint Twitter account?
Well,
those guys are not to be messed with.
That may be why Matt Ishiba came out almost immediately and was like, we're all good. No, it's totally fine. It's fine. Like, he was like, blah, blah, blah. Like, he didn't want him fined. He didn't think he should have gotten a technical. I think that maybe because he thought the Jokic knuckles may meet his face. But yeah, you're right. All billionaires look the same. Old, white, ugly men. So, and guess who's sitting courtside? Mostly old, white, ugly men. And then some of their
And then the little brides. Asian woman who sits courtside for every single Celtics game. Okay. Do you see her? Not Celtics. Every single Lakers game.
I see a lot of little Asian women.
No, she's
my life is little Asian women.
She has had season tickets for 5 decades. She sits right next to Jeannie Buss. She always has these outfits on. She was there for the Showtime Lakers. She's maybe 5 foot.
I love her.
She's iconic.
Speaking of the Lakers, one game four last night, they are now up 3-1. And as my husband comes in bouncing off the walls, I go, well, you know who knows something about 3-1? The Warriors and LeBron. So
Warriors lost last night with that collapse in the fourth quarter, I think Steph Curry is going to be having a talking to his locker room, especially to one Klay Thompson, who just took some absolutely ridiculous shots in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And CJ was like, hey, could I like throw a party for game five? And I go, you know, the Lakers are not going to win game five. Like, let's just be realistic. The Warriors, they're going to throw every single atom. I wouldn't be surprised if Steph goes for 50. Like, it's going to be 3-point lights out. I still think the Lakers are going to win the series, because I do think 3-1 is difficult to come back from. And you just look at the free throw differential. These, and I know that I'm a Lakers fan, but it's like they definitely, and I'm going to say this too. Obviously, Anthony Davis, large. LeBron, built like a linebacker. So they are getting contact. That's just the nature of their size and where they play the game. But boy, do the Lakers get a lot of calls that I don't think other teams get.
The Heat also have a 3-1 lead in their series. And yesterday, the story of the Heat was offensive rebounds. Oh my gosh, I think they had 8 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. The Knicks couldn't do much of anything. People are starting to forget that the Heat were actually not a very good team during the regular season. And I just got to tip my hat to Eric Spoelstra because I think he's a fantastic coach. Obviously, give Jimmy Butler his flowers. Give Bam Adebayo his flowers. Give their bench their flowers because the Knicks bench is providing just about nothing. And I think the Heat win this series easily, which is not a very good matchup for the Boston Celtics, who are tied. The series is even at 2 with the Philadelphia 76ers. James Harden has been the story of this series.
He's despite him being the MVP and his son being so cute during the trophy ceremony. I would also like to point out Eric Spoelstra, half Filipino. So a king in our house. Now, Megan, you are married to a Celtics fan.
A diehard.
So it feels, and we've talked about this before, that when Embiid was out, they stole a game because they like, oh, they're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to not feel like the 76ers kind of have, if not the momentum, just they're playing with house money and the Celtics seem a little terrified.
Especially how the game ended in overtime with James Harden's 3-point shot to completely end it. In regulation, the Celtics couldn't even get a play together. They end up, Marcus Smart just throws up a prayer, couldn't get the job done. And that's been the story of the Celtics. They can't keep their foot on the gas. And but I will give it to Tatum. His shot was not falling in the last game. And he still was amazing defensively. He was doing everything he could to contribute. And then he ended up having like 28 points or something like that. So he did end up contributing offensively, but his shot wasn't there early and he just stuck with it. So I will give it to him, but the Celtics really got to figure this whole thing out.
Suns and Nuggets are tied 2-2. I thought this series was going to be over by now, honestly, because the Nuggets came out so strong and then Chris Paul is injured. I do keep forgetting Kevin Durant is on the team because he's just, you know, he bounces.
And I really was kind of rooting against KD, thinking, you know, it would be really funny if he just didn't win a championship. And then when I'm watching on Sunday night, I said, you know what? I love watching this man play basketball and I would like the Suns to continue to win so that I can continue to watch him play basketball. I don't really like him, but he's just so good.
I will say I'm ready for the Knicks to lose because I honestly thought that series was tied because Knicks fans are so in your face and so like, ah, we're the best team. And it's like, oh, you've only won one game. I'm ready for them to be gone. I am shocked, though, like of these series that the Suns Nuggets is 2-2 and Sixers Celtics, I'm not surprised to be 2-2, but that the Lakers and Warriors outside of Heat Knicks really is the one that, like, I thought this was just going to be like trading blows constantly.
Yep.
And it, there's been 2 blowouts, 1 for each team, and then a win close last night when the Lakers coming back. I'm very surprised how it's gone down, and I'm really keep having to like temper CJ, but also he's right. Like, it's working.
Yeah, so the series odds right now, the Celtics are favorite at -320. The 76ers are +260. Honestly, it's a great value bet if you don't like the Celtics in this situation. The Nuggets are still favorite, -175. The Suns +150. Again, I think that's great value. Heat are favorite, -275. Knicks +225. And then the Warriors, they're underdogs at +160, while the Lakers are favorites at -190. Listen, Megan, I think you should just, for the sake of CJ, throw $20 on the Lakers at +375 to win it all. Why not?
okay, he told me last week when he was in Florida, he bet on the Lakers and then they did lose. So we're not having a great Lakers betting track record over here. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with some NFL stories. Okay, we are back. I do want to make sure we get to this because it's very self-serving. There was news that came out yesterday that the Commanders tried to reach out to Andrew Luck during the offseason. Now, that is not allowed because when Andrew Luck retired, he still had time on his contract. It's technically considered tampering or say took offense to it. All of that aside, the great news is the Captain Andrew Luck Twitter account rose again yesterday because of this news.
Tweeting, now, does Andrew Luck run this account?
No, this is a parody account.
Okay.
But it is in the style of a, I believe, Civil War Northern soldier. Sending correspondence back to his family. So the Captain Andrew Luck account tweeted yesterday, "Dearest mother, it warms my beard to write you. A dispatch arrived at my home far within the Appalachians, stating I'm once again the topic of conversation inside the periodicals. Fascinating. I hope you received the basket of salted raccoon toes and lemon mousse cakes. Andrew."
Oh, it really is a great account. I haven't looked at it in years because it has not done anything.
No, the last time it had tweeted was more than 3 years ago. It's been dormant for 3 years.
Yeah, the last time it tweeted, I think we were locked down and quarantined. It was March 29th, 2020. I write this important note from our barn as we must keep distance during such a chaotic time. Wow. Now looking at this, it's truly a time capsule. Well, I'm glad the account has resurrected itself and we can only hope that there are more tweets coming, right? Because that would mean that your King Andrew Luck is in the news.
No, I don't want any more tweets because we've got Anthony Richardson and I'm ready to rock with him. Yep. And Luck's not coming back. And if there's anything that really extensive piece told us last year, he just wants to be left alone. He just wants to be at Stanford, become a football coach and a teacher and peace.
All right. The other very important story that we have to get to, because we are short for time today, is the news around the NFL. And that is that Josh Allen and his girlfriend are no longer a couple. Now, these two have known each other since childhood. They grew up together in Fresno, California. Eventually, life brought them back together. They've been dating for a while, but there were rumors that Josh Allen cheated on her and maybe got a woman pregnant and maybe Stefon Diggs was mad at him for it. I don't buy any of that because I don't think Stefon Diggs cares who Josh Allen is sleeping with. I don't think that matters to him whatsoever. But the real meat on this story happened at the Kentucky Derby when Josh Allen's ex-girlfriend had a friend post on Instagram tagging her saying that they are on the lookout for husbands. And they both looked fantastic in their hats and their dresses. Now, Josh Allen was also at the Kentucky Derby.
But they were not together.
They were not. They have unfollowed each other on Instagram. So this is a story that we will be following in the offseason. It doesn't look like it's getting to Josh whatsoever. He was at a charity baseball game. He was just hitting nukes out of the park. So I think he's living his best life, but a tough go for his girlfriend who is clearly going through a breakup.
He's hot. She'll be fine. To cheat and get someone pregnant.
But do we know if that's true?
No, we don't. But we don't report facts here. We report rumors. And the rumor is that he got someone. Like, that's just because it's less about the pregnancy. It's more about that. Wait, you cheated on me and you didn't use a condom? What are we doing willy-nilly out there in the world? There's a lot. I'm sick. You have your loose penis.
Also, he makes a lot of money. So to be behaving in that way is reckless. Reckless.
Oh boy. I think her and Will Levis, his girlfriend, they should just go on The Bachelor and they're going to be totally fine.
Speaking of Will Levis, it came out this week that if the Titans, where was it? Peter King reported that if the Titans start slowly, Will Levis will play. So Megan, this is our opportunity to form a business. We got to figure out a way for mayonnaise and coffee to come together and taste good. We can start selling the Levis latte. I think it rolls right off the tongue. People in Nashville will love it. We'll make sure it has some little foam on it with an art design. All of the bachelorette chicks in Nashville will be dying to get their hands on this Levis latte.
I don't want that at all.
Well, I'm going to start workshopping it. All right.
Okay. All right. The full schedule for the NFL season will be released Thursday. There's going to be international games in London and Germany. Those will be announced Wednesday. And we're going to have our first ever Black Friday game. There is football every day of the week. It really is kind of obnoxious. Teams can be on Thursday Night Football more than once, and teams are not guaranteed primetime slots. Megan, I believe the Patriots will be getting a primetime slot because they're the Patriots. I think there's a chance the Colts might, because Anthony Richardson is getting a lot of newsworthy coverage. CJ said he got into the car the other day. He was listening to LA ESPN radio, and they did 15 minutes on the Colts draft picks.
Wow.
He thought he was being tricked.
Big news for the Colts. I do like the Jags in that division. And I will say the Jags have been getting a lot of attention.
Okay. Well, no one asked you. No one asked you. All right.
So we will move on to baseball because I got to wrap things up. I am receiving a phone call from my other employer at the moment. We got to wrap things up quickly. My White Sox, great news because Liam Hendricks is back. He was diagnosed with cancer. He went through treatment for cancer and he had a minor league start. So this is wonderful news for the White Sox. Unfortunately, they faced a terrible loss last night at the hands of the Kansas City Royals. And their pitcher, who didn't give up any runs during the game, had to leave the game early because he started throwing up on the mound, which is exactly what all of White Sox Nation was doing at home as they were watching the game.
And Gary Payton Jr. swallowed a puke last night. Not sure if you saw that footage during the Warriors game. And in Eddie got a birthday present. It was not from us. Well, we actually arranged it, but it's coming from the Yankees. Aaron Judge is returning from the IL today, just in time for Eddie's birthday. And Vita Blue passed away at 73 years old over the weekend.
I'm so happy for Eddie. I'm so happy for Aaron Judge. This is going to be a problem because, as we learned last week on Megan Fun of Sports, Eddie is no longer watching sports until football season. He is now becoming a bird watcher. So Aaron Judge could interfere with this new hobby that Eddie has discovered.
Well, maybe if he's a bird watcher, he can watch them when they play all the bird teams, the Cardinals, the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Birds wise.
What else?
Orioles.
Orioles are a bird. Forget about them. Yep. Sorry. All right. I hope I feel better.
I'm
wishing myself well. I hope the next time I talk to you, the Lakers are in the Western Conference Finals.
And I hope we can say the same thing about the Celtics and that the White Sox have figured it out. Thank you all for listening to another edition of Megan Fun of Sports, and we will see you all next week.